一无所有了。
没有。没有。
To be Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And how do I even begin? Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston said hello to each other?
Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston had another encounter on an award show, and this time the famous exes not only came face to face, but had a warm, loving embrace in front of all the cameras.
All right, guys, this is the feel-good story of what to watch. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston stole the show at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. It started with Pitt's acceptance speech after he won an award for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Watch this.
Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife.
So after that, the camera quickly panned to his ex-wife, Jennifer Aniston, who smiled and clapped. Yeah. She also won an award for her role in The Morning Show.
Oh, they're talking. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston reunite for us all at the 2020 SAG Awards, and we're screaming for every freaking moment.
The glitz, the glamour, the reunion. I'm Christina Garibaldi, and this is Us Daily.
What do you make of all the ridiculousness about you and Brad reuniting on all these carpets all season long?
It's hysterical, but what else are they going to talk about?
Did you gasp when you saw the photo, though? Like, were you moved?
I knew it was coming. I was not moved. I thought it was really funny.
Come on.
I thought it was funny that they were that it had been so long that every photo agency has been trying to get a photo of the two of them in the same room.
Right.
And they haven't, and now they finally have it, and it's actually good. Like,
it's really good.
I like that it's not just them in the same room. You know, they're actually talking to each other.
It's well lit. They both look fantastic. There's kind of this weird energy in that they both won an award. I think, and I'm like pretty confident about this. I don't have any sources on it, but I feel like they kind of made this agreement or said to each other via their people or maybe even via text message, like, if we both win awards, we'll take a photo together.
We have to do this. Yeah.
If we meet backstage with our like awards, whether they be Emmys, whether they be Oscars, whether they be, you know, she's not obviously nominated for an Oscar, but if during this award season when we're both like kind of nominated together in the same realm, if we both overlap and win, then the people get what they want, which is like a photo of us having this moment.
Yeah, if only because there's no way around it. Like if the winners have to interact with each other backstage in some way, like they're in the same line to get their thing engraved. They're like, whatever. But they definitely could have been like, let's actually milk this.
I'm sure that there just was some sort of like discussed or spoken conversation. They definitely talk. They're not like, this isn't, you know.
That's not the first time they've seen each other in 10 years.
They talk. He attended one of her parties. They definitely have, you know, assistants who talk to each other. They definitely have been in contact over the past whatever years.
But as predicted, the media went crazy.
Though. I gasped. I was like, oh.
E on Instagram. A metaphor if we've ever seen one before. Hashtag SAG Awards. What's the metaphor? I'm not sure I know.
Well, the what photo
is. Do they know what a metaphor is?
The photo is, they don't. The photo is of she's walking away and her hand is outstretched and he has her hand in his kind of
like chest
against
area.
His chest. It's very... I mean, I would love to see the video of this moment, like what exactly is going on here. But that capture of like him being like, never let go or whatever is a metaphor if I've ever seen one. It's not.
I'm not sure I know what they think it's a metaphor for. It's just too literal. It's like, oh, Jen has to go away and Brad's holding on to her. And he's like, no, don't. Like, what's
that's the
what's
metaphor.
Not text there?
Yeah, no, that's the metaphor. It's metaphorical. It's a metaphor.
Big winners. See, the Who's won big. And I guess the Them's did too. In the SAGs, they give the awards to Who's and Them's. It's fine.
I mean, I just am more excited about the breathless coverage of this. Like, I was just looking through every tabloid. You know, we have, you know, every single photo of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's adorable backstage reunion at the SAG Awards. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reunite backstage after SAG Award win. See every pic. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, fancy meeting you here. Public reunion finally happens. That's TMZ. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt's hug at the 2020 SAG Awards is the only thing that matters. And then my favorite, Pop Sugar. Jennifer and Brad's backstage PDA means something. I just don't know what. And then Us Weekly's front page. I have two more things. Us Weekly's front page was riddled with Brad and Jen. And then finally, the Daily Mail, who had the most like devious take, which, you know, like they're out here being like, Maleficent. They're like, take that, Angelina Jolie. Brad Pitt comes out swinging in most candid comments yet about unhappy marriage and new bachelor life, .. then rub salt in wounds by flirting with love rival Jennifer Aniston.
Love rival. God, how do they rival? They just turn
was bad.
To have originated in the place where the English language originated, like, they're so weird about it.
That's the King's English. I can't even say it. That's the King's English. Love rival.
What did he say that qualifies as a candid comment about unhappy marriage? I remember the thing about Tinder, but what did he say? Like, I hated being married to Angelina. Like, what did he say?
Let's be honest, it was a difficult part. A guy who gets high, takes his shirt off, and doesn't get on with his wife. It's a big stretch. It's big.
Wait, that's a little, like, too close to home.
Yeah.
That's dark.
I guess the Daily Mail headline for once in the Daily Mail's life is justified.
It is. I mean, okay. Well, I immediately thought, like, what was the main thing that Brad and Jen had in common? And it was like smoking weed. I think she still smokes weed, but he's famously sober now. He said, you know, Bradley Cooper helped him get sober or whatever. I'm assuming that includes weed. I don't think he does. I don't think he does, because remember the whole thing on the plane that we don't really know what happened, but it had to do with him being high.
Oh, the thing with Maddox? Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody was just like, they got in a fight because Brad was like smoking too much weed or the point is, I think he stopped and I think she still does. Oh, she's okay. Down ass. Yeah.
She's down ass.
And I think he's life came fast at him and he's like, what happened to my chill life with my weed smoking ex-wife?
They can still get back together. I mean, that's exactly what I mean. If they exploded at those photos, they would just completely disintegrate. They would just cease to exist if Brad and Jen actually got back together. Like photos of them holding hands, walking to Little Dom's, we'd lose our minds.
I know. I don't think they're going to get back together.
What we're going to get is the Friends reboot that has always been said will never happen is now going to happen.
Brad guest.
Brad's going to have a subplot. You know, like that's what's going to happen on HBO Max in 2021.
I will lose my mind.
It will be a limited series event on HBO Max.
Right.
Starring all of the friends.
And each friend will get paid $10 million per episode. So the whole season will cost $100 million.
And HBO Max will say, like, that's what a steal. What a steal.
And sharing the night with so many other actors, Brad included. He was back here watching you. And what do you think?
It's just, we've all grown up together. We really have. And it just feels like a really fun night to celebrate and, you know, cheer each other on.
Moving on, Paris Hilton has, because of that video, she's back in the headlines.
All these spoons are brutal.
And I saw this on Deadline, and it was her saying, I was playing a character on The Simple Life. And because she said this to, I believe, Deadline, everyone aggregated it. And it's like, Paris Hilton reveals she was playing a character on The Simple Life. And I was like, hold on, wait a second. She's been saying that literally every year since The Simple Life ended. And I did a very quick little bout with a very quick little bit of research. And it's very easy to find. She's been saying this since 2006, almost annually.
I mean, it's her talking point. Every year there's
Why are we acting like this is a surprising thing? Everyone covers this every single time.
that's the only thing that they have. And when they interview her, people say, oh, you know, what's it like that people think you're dumb or whatever? Don't you know? And she's like, well, my real voice is here. My real voice. I speak lower. And everyone's like, whoa, she's smart or something. We thought she was dumb. The problem is that, first of all, Paris Hilton is a them with who tendencies. So I don't even know if we should be getting into this again.
More, I mean, we opened the can of worms by talking about it for 20 minutes on Thursday's episode.
I know, but I thought there, but like that video made me interested in her in a way that I hadn't been in 20 years. And this coverage of her, which has been happening, is not interesting. Like, this is what we've gotten from the past 10 years. Is Paris Hilton dumb? Paris Hilton, I'm not stupid. We obviously don't want to think that people are stupid. You know, we love a narrative that's like, actually, she's smart. We love like a twist on the...
We love when the real one doesn't match the persona. Yeah.
Right. And we love revisionist, woke kind of thinking, which is like Paris Hilton on The Simple Life was doing a bit, even though it was a reality show. You know, I would say I don't think Paris Hilton is Rhodes Scholar smart. And I don't think that she... I don't think you can live your life the way Paris Hilton has steadily for that many years and be, quote unquote, doing an act the whole time. I mean, it's right.
Well, the thing is, you can't do that for so long without it, even if it's not real, without it bleeding into your real personality. It does effectively become you if you do it for long enough.
I guess my point is we have no evidence that she's smart other than her saying, I'm smart, actually.
A lot.
Right?
Literally every year. Every year. So there's an interview here.
Show don't tell, like, well, actually, is what I'm saying to Paris Hilton.
It reminds me of my the Java joke.
Yes, the Java joke. It became you.
The Java joke became me because I was joking about gotta have my Java so many times that I was like, wait, I do gotta have my Java after doing that for like over a year.
If I'm a dumb blonde, how am I this rich? It's like there are plenty of rich, dumb people. I don't think that being rich means you can't be dumb.
No.
You know?
If anything, I think being dumb sort of helps. They're more shameless. They're less risk averse, you know, like more willing to just like do whatever. Being dumb can help. It doesn't have to help, but it can help.
Right. This coverage is like boring. And now I cannot believe that we have another cycle of it because she has a documentary coming out. That will, of course, be like, oh, Paris Hilton's actually smart. And she was, you know, slut-shamed, which she was.
The documentary is called, of course she was. I just read this Guardian interview with her, this profile of her from 2006 is a nightmare to read. It is a capsule of, like, this man literally recounting scenes from her porn to her. And it's so uncomfortable, and it's like, I can't believe, you know, the things people got away with in 2006. The way she was treated is pretty inexcusable and terrible. But the documentary about her comes out in May. YouTube's all over celebrity documentaries these days. They got Justin's, they got Gigi Gorgeous's, they did Demi's. They love a celebrity documentary now.
People then thought that was really who I was. But I feel like there's so much more to me and I have a lot more to say.
You know, I was saying this to you. I think it's because they are mimicking their own successful content, which is just these, if YouTubers can do these like shitty documentaries and they blow up, you know.
And they may as well make good ones.
Right. That's, and I think you can get away with like anything from shitty to nice in terms of nonfiction video because there's something real about it. So it can be kind of like poorly shot or like, you know, underthought, which is essentially,
They're getting some good like filmmakers to make them though. But in the grand scheme of things, it's so much cheaper than, you know, any other sort of movie.
It is. And I think documentaries, there's like a new hunger for documentary now. Cause like Netflix also feel like has this incredible range of like shitty to Oscar worthy documentary on it, but they all get lumped under the same kind of categorization. So you kind of lose perspective of what's actually good or bad, and they want you to do that because they want you to watch like their truth or document 9/11 truth or documentary right after you watch like the one that won the Oscar last year or whatever.
I mean, also like similar. Barack Obama, I'm gonna make documentaries for Netflix.
Totally.
Meghan Markle and Harry, they're probably gonna make documentaries for Netflix.
Yeah. Totally.
Speaking of Paris Hilton, I saw that Stavros got married.
Jessica Hart, huge Australian model. She arrived at JFK with her boyfriend. Do you recognize that guy?
I can't see him.
Stavros Niarchos.
Oh, Stavros Niarchos?
The guy who helped launch this website.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's OG boyfriend. Time for a TMZ classic. Classic number one.
Go back in time.
Elevators, N-bombs, sugar all the way back to 2005 when a young Harvey Levin was throwing his heft behind a new website and Paris Hilton was leaving a nightclub in Hollywood with her boyfriend.
Stavros Niarchos was a Greek shipping magnate heir who was driving Paris's Bentley when he rear-ended a truck.
But instead of waiting for the authorities, Stavros sped off, and our cameraman later found them stopped by the popo.
Paris starts winking at the cop.
Thank you, officer. We love you.
And then they got away with it and the whole thing.
Proving good things do happen to rich, beautiful people. And it was the very first story on TMZ.com. And it's all thanks to you, Stavros.
He got married, I think, in the fall, but the actual wedding was on Friday.
Her most notable ex. Well, actually, it's not true. She has dated a lot of people that are notable.
She's dated
but the one
a lot
that,
of people. Yeah.
The one that was the most, like, at the peak of her fame and the most controversy maybe was Stavros Niarchos the third. Stavros Niarchos the third.
I think the blogs just loved it. Number one, because of his name, because of his description, which is Greek shipping heir.
Oh,
everyone
so
called
good.
Him Greek shipping heir. It just takes me back to, like, 2007, you know, like, to right see back. Greek shipping heir. Niarchos Stavros. Stavros Niarchos the third. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm in college.
Stavros Niarchos. Yeah, it really, it's like what, you know, it's like watching a rerun of all that. You're like, oh, was
yes.
I ever that young, you know?
But she went on to date, she went on to do exactly what we know about her, right? Like, her life, we know all about it. He, I guess, befriended a lot of people post-Paris. And as he mm-hmm. came of age, like, remained obviously rich because he's, like, a billionaire. But the people who came to his wedding are crazy. Kate Hudson, Carly Kloss, Gail King, Orlando Bloom.
What?
Royalty. Princess Beatrice.
These, like, people have no...
The photos of Gail King and Carly Kloss, like, après-ski together are very strange. It's like, what is this guest list?
I think it's just, like, pay to play. Like, dude, yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm looking at all these old, if you search Paris and Stavros, you get, like, 1,000, oh no, they didn't headlines. It's like,
yes.
Paris and Stavros in another accident. I guess they kept getting into car accidents. he also dated Mary-Kate Olsen.
Oh, yeah. And Lindsay Lohan.
He was pursuing Lily Allen, oh my God, in 2009. Paris Hilton's boyfriend offers car to Kelly Osbourne. Mm-hmm. Lindsay mm-hmm. Lohan and Stavros Niarchos, now an item. This was in 2006. Just, they dated for like a while.
They dated for a while.
But off and on, did Paris Hilton really steal Greek gazillionaire Stavros Niarchos from Mary-Kate Olsen? She said, everyone thinks I'm sitting around sad. I'm not. I dumped him before Paris. Anyways, yeah, sorry. There's just, the history here is, oof.
The main reason I wanted to bring this up is because he married this woman named Dasha Zhukova.
Yeah.
And Dasha Zhukova is a businesswoman. I'm going to read from what? Vanity Fair. A New York-based businesswoman, art collector, fashion mogul, and magazine editor. Born in Russia. Okay. So I was like, who is this woman? I don't know who this woman is. And I went to her Wikipedia. And the contents? I've never seen contents like this. 1. Early life and education. 2. Career. 3. Political donations. 4. Personal life. 5. References. 6. External links. The only other bullet point is 2.1. 1. Early life and education. 2. Career. 2.1. Racist chair controversy.
God,
I've never seen this on a Wikipedia.
Racist chair. Usually it's just controversy.
Or like it gets controversies. Its own... Yes. Controversy.
And then you click on it, it's like racist chair. First of all, what the fuck is racist chair controversy? I don't even want to know what that
she
means.
Was photographed for an online fashion publication called 24/7, Borough 24/7, not even a print fashion publication. Like,
oh,
she wasted
no.
all this over a online only fashion publication.
Oh no.
And the photo was her sitting on a black woman who is posing, topless black woman posing like she's
is
a
it
chair.
Actually a, is it a sculpture or is it a real person? I couldn't
I
tell.
I can't some call it some say it's a mannequin who's a black woman, but and then some uh-huh. of them call it just a black woman, so I don't know. Let's assume uh-huh. either way uh-huh. it is a mannequin of a black woman, let's just say. But I saw both ways. And the angle is sort of, it's hard to tell, like, what's going on. Like, she looks like a mannequin. And mm-hmm. she's sitting on this woman as though she is furniture, and everyone got really mad about it. And they cropped the chair from Future, like, you know, when it was republished. And she says, "I utterly abhor racism and would like to apologize to those offended by my participation in this shoot." And that's the end of 2.1 racist chair controversy. Then she met Stavros.
Bad. Also, she did you say she's the co-founder of Artsy, that startup that sells art?
Oh, no,
art?
I didn't say that. I didn't
it's
say
kind
that.
Of a big one. They're kind of a big deal. And then she's also the, quote, founder and editorial director of Garage Magazine, which is like a relatively buzzy fashion magazine. You know, these people who are at her, who are at their wedding, I think they belong more to her than they do to him. Like, we were talking about how does he know all these people?
Oh, they're
but I think they're
friends.
Dasha's friends, because her whole thing is being this like mega rich Russian fashion person socialite. Because she,
that's my thing too. I get it. I feel for her.
That's your thing. You also are like, my thing. Mm-hmm. Because I was
my mega rich Russian fashion.
I was Googling her, and she has a wild history that ties directly into Putin. Like, it's like, you know how you're like, if you're...
Wait, literally, like Putin as in Putin, not just Putin as in like...
Like Putin like on the Putin Ritz?
As no. As an umbrella like thing. Vladimir. As an umbrella term for like the Russian government. You're literally no, like, Vladimir
yeah,
Putin.
Yeah, because you're only a few steps away from Putin if you're a billionaire in Russia, right? I mean, he mm-hmm. knows, he has a list.
I mean, I assume, yeah.
So Dasha Zhukova's ex-husband is this guy named Roman Abramovich. They have kids together. He has had three
any relation
wives.
To Marina Abramovich?
You know, I don't know. I didn't get that far. But this guy is not only a billionaire, but he is the 120th richest person in the world. He is the richest person in Israel. He's the 11th richest person in Russia. They say Russian Israel because he's Russian and Israeli. He okay. is a billionaire, investor, and politician.
Oh, Abramovich, not Abramovich. Yeah. Sorry, no relation to Marina.
He owns Chelsea, the like football club, like the most famous football club.
Whoa.
He owns it. And this is her ex-husband. Their divorce settlement ended up being $300 million. So even if Stavros Niarchos wasn't as rich as he already is from his Greek shipping,
she's got hundreds of millions
yeah,
of dollars.
She married into the richest. He married into a lot of money is what the point is. What's funny is that
this guy is worth $12 billion. Yeah. Dollars.
The best part is earlier you were
he's
talking
married
about
three times.
We were making fun of the Wikipedia controversy section. Can I read you this guy's controversies?
Yes.
His controversies, she only has one. Compared to her one, his is like wild. Ready? Controversies.
Yes.
5.1. Boris Berezov. We're not even going to explain what they are. Boris Berezovsky allegations. 5.2, mm-hmm. bribery. 5.3, allegations of illegal share dilution. 5.4, arrest for theft. 5.5, allegations of loan fraud. 5.6, antitrust law violations in Russia. And 5.7, dispute with Kolomoisky. And then the most...
If you're a billionaire...
I know, you...
Your controversy section is gonna be long.
That's true. To be a billionaire, you have to, like, basically break every law. The best thing is in his one of his like fun facts, like fun fact about this billionaire is that he was, quote, the first person to originally recommend to Boris Yeltsin that Vladimir Putin should be his successor as the Russian president. He was like,
so he put the bug in Boris's ear.
He was like, hey, Boris,
who
here,
put the bug in
here,
the board?
Boris,
whatever.
My friend Vladimir would
my
be
my buddy Vlad.
So this
guy yeah. is the reason Putin is in power, basically.
So
is what
Dasha Zhukova.
That's why you come to Who Weekly. You want to learn about right. Russian political history.
So Dasha Zhukova, who's hanging out with Carly Kloss, Derek Blasberg, you know, she's hobnobbing with like all the fucking fashion people. She's marrying Stavros Niarchos. Her ex-husband literally
is arguably... A, if not the reason Vladimir Putin yeah. is president of Russia
and
right
they were
now. And
married
will be until
for,
he's dead.
They were married for over 10 years or slightly under 10 years. So it's not like they just got married and divorced. They've been married. They were married from 2008
to 2017. Yeah, I'm seeing they're married for 9 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And her father.
Wow.
Her father is this guy named Alexander Borisovich Zhukov. And he was also a millionaire / billionaire. And
she's got money,
right? He dealt with oil and something like that. And I guess uh-huh. he wasn't, it says he wasn't charged, but he was arrested in Italy under suspicion of Classic. Being engaged in arms smuggling from Ukraine to the United States of former Yugoslavia.
Classic. That's classic billionaire behavior.
He wasn't charged. He wasn't charged, but come on.
I like this thing. So when you were reading out this guy's many controversies,
right?
One of them was arrest for theft, and it was sort of like put me in a Winona Ryder headspace. I was like, "What's this billionaire doing stealing stuff? What did do you know what he stole
like a
allegedly?
Ship? What like a
No, it's your clothes. Yeah. In 1982, he was arrested in a case of theft of government property. AVEKS Comey sent a train containing 55 tankers, as in the big boy tankers. 55 train tankers of diesel fuel worth 3.8 million rubles. He stole the train.
He stole a full train.
He stole $3.8 million worth of diesel fuel across 55 tankers. He cooperated with the investigation. The charges were dropped. But it's like, this has a citation that I think would explain it, but as written right now,
yeah.
It's like, wait, what? They're like, you stole this. And he's like, no, I didn't. There was a fake agreement, whatever that means. Right. And they were like, whatever, it's fine. So, I mean, it sounds like he has a history. I mean, not even like making allegations about anyone, let alone someone who seems litigious, but like,
well, just,
it seems like
just,
the sort of thing you can pay your way out of, if you know what
well,
I mean.
Well, it's just
you
know? Funny that this woman who is extremely cool, extremely socialite, in fashion, running a cool fashion magazine. She opened,
made a mistake with the chair
she
once.
Opened a museum in Moscow dedicated to cool art. She is, you know, the other thing that it says, and you have to give credit to, not only he's the 120th richest person in the world, and he also has donated more money than any other living Russian. It's just interesting to like trace the money back where mm-hmm. you have this woman who is like from this world, essentially. I don't know.
And now she's 2 degrees from Paris Hilton, who represents the most, I don't know, cringeworthy and embarrassing aspect of American celebrity culture.
Well,
you know, like
yeah.
that's pretty
and now
funny.
I'm thinking of like Karlie Kloss, married to a Kushner, hanging out with her BFF at her wedding, Dasha Zhukova, whose ex-husband got Putin elected.
Get other friends. Why do you have? You don't have to be friends with a billionaire. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
But the point is, this is why, like, this woman is friends with all these celebrities. That's why they were at like Stavros Niarchos'
Gail
wedding.
King shows up. Gail King gets this invite in the mail, and she's like, I guess, you know, yeah. like, why not? I guess, like, oh,
right.
him? Oh,
right. But now it makes more sense
pay
because
for everything.
It makes more sense that these aren't his friends. Like, they're not his friends. Yes. These aren't his friends.
I'm looking at Roman Abramovich's Wikipedia photo,
yeah.
and now I'm picturing him because, you know, he has these connections to very famous like socialite people,
right?
Or specifically Dasha.
Right.
And I just thought about Us Weekly doing a "What's in My Bag" with him,
yeah,
and him just going nothing, nothing, nothing. There's nothing in my bag.
Why are
There's
you
nothing in my bag?
My
I don't
bag?
Have a bag.
Why are you asking me?
I don't know
my bag?
Who told you I have a bag. I don't have a bag. And if I did have a bag, there'd be nothing in it. And you can't prove that I've ever had a bag. And that I put things in bags when I have bags.
Why would they ask him what was in his bag?
Just if he got the treatment that his wife does and the people in his wife's circle get, he'd be like, find out the billionaire hunk who married Dasha Zhukova. What's in his bag? He's like, he would call the cops if Us Weekly showed up on his property. Change his phone number if they got his number.
Just,
he looks like
so,
someone. I can't place it.
It's so interesting to me that she, like, artsy, this very cool New York City-based, I think, startup where you can buy art accessible, makes art accessible to people or more, is she's the co-founder of it. And that's where the money kind of is, like, coming from. It's just is interesting to mm-hmm. to kind of, yeah.
This, I'm sorry, Chris Hutchins. A biographer of, I'm reading from Wikipedia again, a biographer of Putin describes the relationship between the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, and Abramovich as like that between, quote, a father and a favorite son.
God. And now I'm seeing this is even, I knew this, but I had to double check. Garage Magazine, this magazine that she started, was purchased by Vice 3 years ago. I knew they owned it. So not only did Vice buy Garage, or they acquired a controlling stake in this Garage magazine that she started. This woman got even richer. Money that doesn't mean anything to her because Vice paid her for this cool magazine. Interesting. So cool. Interesting. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I know.
You can't see me. I'm doing cool. I'm doing air quotes.
No,
cool.
I know. But it's just like, quotes. Yeah. Anyways.
So did you know? Last thing about Garage magazine.
Yeah.
There's a museum called the Garage Museum of Contemporary Art in Russia.
Yeah. No, that's
in Moscow.
That's what it's named after, which is what she started.
What's her deal with, what's her love for Garage?
The Garage Museum of Contemporary Art.
Oh, it was a former garage.
Right.
It was a former bus garage.
Apparently,
okay, all of this makes sense.
Cool,
it's like, why would you call it garage? Because it was...
Yeah, okay. It's the cool art museum in Moscow that she started and she owns or runs or whatever. And Garage Magazine is based off that. She started that also because only rich people can start magazines these days, right? Like, it only makes sense for you to have a lot of money to start a magazine. Vice buys a controlling stake in Garage Magazine, which still, you know... continues to run it.
Let's listen to Garage in Russian.
Garage. Garage.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, we got it. So now you know.
That's very interesting.
Stravos Niarchos continues his journey. I mean, he definitely leveled up from Paris and from Lindsay and from Aunt Mary-Kate Olsen, right?
And I'm thinking that the only notable thing or newsworthy thing about this woman is that she was involved in a racist controversy involving a mannequin.
You missed a lot.
I took French for 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends... their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program. And you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option. And you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. You've got your melatonin, you got your various things. But I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me
goes a long
that's
way.
Getting me conked right out and sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB distillery. They have. Not all their products are for sleep. Some
That's
are for
true.
Relaxation. But, like, I love the sleep ones. They say, shh.
Those gummies they sent us? I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good-ass gummies. They're good-ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today, and I feel chill.
I'm, like, not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. And I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO, W-H-O, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com. What is next here? I don't know if we need to talk about this, but I just saw this last night that Lainey Gossip wrote a thing about how she seems to suspect that Channing Tatum and Jessie J are going to get back together, which I just like knowing.
Wait, love that, like, Lainey. Okay, I'm rooting for them too.
It's because they're, like, not quite co-parenting because that kid is, Everly is not Jessie's, but it's like they have, she has hung out with the kid since or something.
So I did say that
they
spend
time together in the context of the kid.
I did say that I suspected that Channing and his ex and what's her face?
Jenna Dewan.
Are still figuring out. I think there was kind of drama about custody stuff that mm-hmm. got a lot. And I think once they figure that out, I think it was, I kind of see this.
Yeah. I mean, Lainey's point is that they met and had a relationship in the middle of this custody battle. So yes. Everly probably got pretty close to Jessie. So you can't just cut her out of her life, which makes a ton of sense. So
also,
it's
kids love Jessie J. You know that. Right?
Sing Flashlight again. And yeah, Jessie J is happy to oblige.
She's a clown. They love her.
Jessie's like, you want me to sing you a song of mine to you again? Yes.
I know. Literally. It's like the Chinese reality show all over again. No, I think I buy
it. Her favorite fans.
This is
Chinese
like
audiences and 6-year old girls.
This is the least surprising thing to me.
If they fully got back together, I'd be like, okay, sure.
I would love for them to get back together.
A source tells ET there was nothing dramatic that went down and added that the former couple remain good friends.
Amber Heard has a new girlfriend and she is very important. Her name is Bianca Butti.
Amber Heard is probably our number one best, aside from Bella Thorne. She's our most chaotic bisexual. Aside from Bella Thorne, Amber Heard is our best famous chaotic bisexual that we have.
Yes, because she's chaotic because I think you just mean she's the most unpredictable person. Is it going to be a man? Is it going to be a woman? Is it going to be a queer person? Is it going to be a famous person? Is it going to be a non-famous person? She is the most unpredictable bisexual
in Hollywood. She just feels like a person who is so, I more mean like she seems like everyone is attracted to her.
She falls
seems
hard.
Like a person who walks into a room and everyone's like, oh, you know, like Amber Heard, and then just like is a magnet. She seems like a magnet to me. And so
I would say I bet she's pretty. I bet a lot of people really, really do not like this woman. But to the people that do, it's like catnip.
Her energy is just very chaos to me in a way that feels like people love it, you know?
And regarding the actual people she dates, what I was trying to say was that I would be as surprised by Amber Heard showing up tomorrow suddenly after this Bianca Butti, like, oh, I broke up the marriage of Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger and now I'm dating Chris Pratt, as I would if she revealed that she was just dating a woman she met on the plane named like Betsy, you know, like,
right.
Nothing she could possibly do with regards to a relationship would surprise me. Like, I feel like she falls in love with everyone she meets.
That's more what I meant. It's not like a slutty thing. It's just it's like the rule of attraction. It's like she has it. You know, she's just
she's the secret.
She's a magnet.
She read The Secret and it worked for her better than it's ever worked for anyone.
She's a magnet. I'm looking for this headline that one of the early headlines of this woman and Amber Heard. Because it
Bianca Butti.
Only a week ago, she was seen kissing this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Daily Mail was like, she's kissing a woman. Who is it? And then they revealed that it was this woman and said, Amber Heard's new lover is revealed. This is 7 days ago. Actress is pictured kissing female cinematographer Bianca Butti, 38, who is battling breast cancer as they leave Palm Springs Hotel after disastrous marriage to Johnny Depp and off and on romance with Elon Musk. So in case that makes no sense, Bianca Butti is the one who has breast cancer.
She had breast cancer, it was in remission, and then it came back, and now she's fighting it again.
Right. And Amber Heard is the one who had a disastrous marriage to Johnny Depp and an off and on romance with Elon Musk. But they are off, obviously.
They're off. Yeah.
That implies they're still kind of maybe on, but they're off. Then the story, and she's wearing a boot. She's got her boot.
She's wearing a boot. She's wearing a booty. Booty and the booty.
And the headlines about this, Amber Heard, I mean, this is Matt Stapara, so he knows what he's doing here. Amber Heard is destigmatizing the soft medical boot in courageous new Instagram pictures. She's kissing the booty and she's wearing the booty.
Yes. Uh-huh. Booty and boot.
And now you have this. They went to the Women's Day march together. Of course they did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
she's still wearing the boot? The booty?
Yeah, she has been wearing the booty for like a month at this point.
So she's been dating the booty and wearing the booty for about a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow. Incredible.
She posted so many photos of herself posing with the boot, and it's actually very, very funny.
She knew the boot was funny.
She knew it was funny, and she posted good photos of the boot. They're pretty funny. I can't figure out what happened to her foot. She never explained it, but she's still wearing it. She's walking around with it. She's posing with it. She's getting near the water, not in it, with it.
Well, you're not
Bianca
supposed to.
She's reading The Fire Is Upon Us on the beach with the boot.
She knows the boot is, people are like, oh, that boot. And she's like making it a thing. She's making it a shtick.
But yeah, she's a cinematographer. I didn't recognize any of the movies that she's worked on, but she works on a lot of indie movies.
How did they meet? Were they working on something together, I bet?
No, there's none of their credits are aligned. Are combined or joined. Uh-huh. But, you know.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's like you said, the law of attraction. They just willed themselves to meet each other.
I just think Amber Heard. I just think she has wild energy. That's my take.
I'm just here in the house. ¿Cómo te trata Miami?
Muy bien. Bueno, no he salido. nunca he salido del hotel. Yo he ido aquí todo el día.
¿Pero has estado en Miami antes?
Sí, muchas veces. Me encanta Miami.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Okay, what is Rita up to this week? A lot. She posed up a storm in a neon green swimsuit as she taps into full relaxation mode in a hot tub for another float. So that's that snap. She tapped into full relaxation mode, which she needs.
She suffered a wardrobe malfunction. Oh, her dress like blew up when she was in Miami.
We talked about one of these photos last week with her like holding the foot up. But these photos are from the same shoot. But they got all the coverage this past week.
But this was part like, of the look, shoot. It wasn't by accident.
But these photos were like, not the ones that got the coverage last week. This week, these got the photos. Yeah.
But this is literally a photo shoot. They can't call it a wardrobe malfunction if it's a fucking photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. It's like,
she's on the beach. Her dress is sort of billowing up and they're like, it's like Marilyn Monroe. And it's like, it's actually nothing like Marilyn Monroe. But okay.
I mean, she's literally showing off a pair of shoes that she's promoting. Another genius move by Rita Ora, who's just literally promoting a shoe line by existing outside, by taking photos outside. Rita Ora gets pictures taken of these shoes.
I love this typo. It says the first ensemble fell sway to the Florida breeze as it fluttered upwards, showing off Rita's leggy pins.
Wait, I'm sorry. Rita's leggy pins?
Rita's leggy pins. Also,
the first ensemble fell sway to the Florida breeze. That's kind of beautiful. Even without
the redundancy here, the accidental typo, I mean the typo, Rita's leggy pins is also a strange phrase.
God,
of course the pins are leggy.
it's so fully confirmed why, like, more brands should do stuff with Rita Ora. I mean, she should have a schedule full of just brands. Look at her. She can get so much press. This is even before the photos are even fully out. These are photos of, not even photos. They're just
they're the photos of photos. They're the photos of the photo shoot.
Like, Rita tiered around on platform in chunky high heels. They even describe the shoes in a sparkling blue design. Oh my God. Her blonde locks fluttered in the wind as she sported a healthy tan. Well,
my favorite photos is because she shot these on the beach. When she had to move from one part of the beach to another part of the beach, she couldn't get her shoes sandy and dirty. So there was a man whose job it was to literally just like put her on her back and give her a piggyback to another part of the set. It's really funny. Hitching a ride, the crew member couriered her from the platform across the stand.
She's wearing these little shoes on these platforms on the beach.
Yeah, she can't get them dirty.
Honestly, the beach does not look nice. Where are they?
No, it looks like a gross beach. It looks like a gross beach.
It's weird. It's very weird. It's like
it's like a shitty public beach in Miami. She's in Miami, but it's like not a good. It's not a beautiful Miami beach. It's like an ugly beach.
A caution cone behind her. Like, where is she?
This photo that I linked here, the Instagram. This is the last thing. This reminds me of that. What was her iconic glitch from like last year that we talked about in the live show?
I don't know. It ended up making sense, but the caption made no sense. I don't know.
This one doesn't make sense. So it's a three photo carousel, and the caption is, had to do this little get up after 3 days of shooting. Them, no colon, just them, Rita smile, me, colon. A photo of her not smiling, a photo of her fake smiling, a photo of her not smiling. So
oh,
I don't.
Like them, they're saying, Rita they say, smile. This is a meme. She's trying to do a meme.
She's trying to do a meme, but she's failing spectacularly. So I don't.
Them.
It's like,
Rita smile. Me. Not.
So the first one would almost sort of make sense because she's not smiling and she's like, I'm over this or something. Like, after 3 days of shooting, I don't want to smile. But then the next photo, she's actually smiling. So I don't really get what the joke is. But Elena Ora commented confetti, confetti, confetti. So she must get it.
What if this is a message to us?
Them, Rita smile.
Rita smile. Me, the who. She's the who. Me, like, fuck you. Like, side eye.
First of all, this is not a message to us.
It is. Them.
This is not a message to us.
Them, Rita smile. Me. Side eye. It's a message. Coded.
I don't think so.
It is.
I don't think so.
It's a coded message to us.
Rita, if this is a coded message to us, leave a more explicit coded message in an upcoming Instagram.
She can't.
Use the word who in an upcoming caption, Rita. Use the word who. I don't care where you put the word who in your caption, but if you use the word who in a caption in the next 7 days, I will take it to mean you're paying attention to us and you're sending us a secret message. Everyone look out for the word who.
She was wearing the Beyonce clothes, the Beyonce's Ivy Park Adidas thing that was that only the coolest people got, and Rita got it.
Well, what I thought was weird about that was that she didn't tag them anywhere. I mean, I guess you just know, like, if you know, you know. But like,
well,
she tag
was wearing it
Ivy
in
Park
pop photos, right?
But in her Instagram, she's wearing, I believe, that jumpsuit is part of the Ivy Park Adidas collection, and she doesn't tag anyone in it.
Right. You're right. Is that part of it? Oh, no, it is part of it. That, like,
that's the one
poncho-y white thing is part of it. But she doesn't tag.
She doesn't tag
Beyonce.
But Tina Lawson noticed it and then grabbed it on Tina Lawson's Instagram.
So weird. So there is, like, maybe she just wanted to, like, keep it on the, like, it's, like, natural. Like, it's not Spawn.
Where
maybe
is the one of,
don't tag it, you're already doing too much Spawn.
Because she posted the photo of, she regrammed Beyonce wearing it and talking about it on her Instagram stories and said, at We Are Ivy Park. And then Elena commented, we love it, congratulations. And Rita commented, the best collection ever. But Rita didn't actually tag it on the grid. The Ivy Park collection is of them.
Did you see that Glenn Close took a picture with Bobby Cannavale and wrote, Bobby!
I did.
Wonderful surprise at the Golden Globes. But it was,
I already,
like, the
screen
SAGs.
Grabbed it.
Did she think it was the Golden Globe? She meant the SAGs, right?
She meant the SAGs.
Bobby!
Because that's the outfit she was wearing at the SAGs.
I love the wife. She's so wacky. Okay.
Okay, we're done with this episode. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Call in at 619-WHO-THEM with questions, comments, and concerns. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly for bi-weekly episodes and a weekly newsletter. And we will see you on Friday with another episode of Who's There. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You or Draylor? Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to know.
Hey.
Neil.
Hey.
Neil.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
I want to be famous.
Oh, there it is.
Is it?
To hold it.
Really?
Hi, everyone. I'm back. Going to the SAG Awards. Very, very honored to be giving the award for Best Actor tonight. And just had, the usual craziness with my wonderful hair and makeup people and this beautiful Oscar de la Renta dress. I'm very happy to have also these lovely Cartier jewels. I always feel like Cinderella. Come here, do something fun, see a lot of friends, and then go back to my blue jeans. Anyway, sending love, and I'm excited about tonight.